The Congress is the second elective assembly since ZAPU's revival in 2008. The first elective Congress was held in 2010, and the second one was supposed to have been held last year, but was deferred due to financial constraints. ZAPU's Southern Region spokesperson, Ipitule Maposa, told Studio 7 that everything is in place ahead of the Congress, which starts tomorrow and ends on Friday.
We're supposed to hold this Congress the last August, but due to financial challenges that we faced as a party raising the requisite funds to hold the Congress, our National Executive Council requested the National People's Council to postpone this Congress by at least a year so that we could have enough time to prepare for the Congress. And now we are happy that finally we are holding our Congress beginning tomorrow. We've had challenges. Even now, we haven't got everything we need for Congress, but we are at a stage where we can hold a successful Congress.
Although he noted that there has not been official communication yet, Maposa acknowledged reports that Mguni is interested in the post of party president.
We haven't had official confirmation, but the lobbying that is happening points that we are going to have a challenge to all the posts. We're also going to have a challenge to the president. We have seen some confirmations from other members as to maybe availability of Dr. Ralph Mguni, our current Secretary General. He could challenge the president, although he hasn't officially announced his challenge.
Maposa said since the Congress is elective, all positions are up for grabs. Sources say current alternate Secretary General Strike Mkandla and United Kingdom spokesperson Tulani Ngala are also interested in the top post. South African-based businessman Tobilizwe Joly is said to be setting his eyes on the post of Vice President, previously held by Emilia Mkaratirwa, who resigned earlier this year. Maposa said, unlike other parties, ZAPU will not simultaneously hold elections for the women and youth wings during the impending Congress. Deputy Director Butler Tambo of the Center for Public Engagement, speaking as an independent analyst, said with other opposition parties in the country talking about the importance of coalition, he expects the new ZAPU leadership to be given the mandate to explore the possibility of such an alliance. Dabengwa has led ZAPU since breaking ranks with ZANU-PF in 2008, claiming that members of the party are being marginalized by President Robert Mugabe's government. But some ZAPU members are still in ZANU-PF. Between 3,000 and 5,000 delegates are expected at the ZAPU Congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.